any difference, really. And it just seems, I'm so shocked by the amount of apathy there is amongst people. And I understand that, here we go again. Hang on the line, if you could,
yes,
Charles.
Yes, Charles, wait there a moment, I'll come back to you.
We're going to cross back to Westminster, not Westminster, Church House.
Westminster.
In Westminster, beside Westminster Abbey. And get another result. Now, which one of the few missing parts of the jigsaw is this going to be now? It's 14 minutes past 4 this Friday morning. Stand by and we wait and see. Here we go.
I'm now going to declare the result for Richmond upon Thames.
Okay. Here we go.
The total number of votes cast was 55,905, representing 45.02% of those eligible to vote. In answer to the question, are you in the favour of the government's proposals for a Greater London Authority, made up of an elected mayor and a separately elected assembly, the votes cast for yes were 39,115, representing 70.8% of the valid votes cast. The votes cast for no were 16,135, representing 29.2% of the valid votes cast. Rejected ballot papers were 655. That completes the declaration for Richmond upon Thames.
That's an interesting turnout there. Quite a high turnout, 45.
45%.
Yeah, 45%.
Because my eyebrows raised at that. That's interesting how
isn't it?
How it is so high. I wonder why that is.
Yeah, but
I wonder what it is.
This is interesting. In a relatively high, they wouldn't think this at the beginning of the night, but now, in a relatively high turnout area, it's 70-30.
Yeah.
Now, is that more of an indication of the way that people are looking at the mayor and the elected assembly for London? Because if it is, that's pretty bad news, I think, for Labour.
Yes, I think it's an interesting point you make. As I say, I think once we get into naming the potential mayors and the assembly members, then I think the No campaign will think it's got the chance to actually make a major difference and turn over what the government wants.
Now, here's the thing also, sorry about the music, it's back with us, but I am actually the only sort of journalist that's listening to this. So I've said
Why
to him,
do you keep bleating about this,
well,
Steve?
Because I said to him, next time, come down and just sit down and come live on the show.
Talk to us, come live on the show. No one else
stand on the podium.
does he come out looking for you?
He has, we've just been chatting, so we've got to go. There's one more, Brent, we don't know what's happening now. But I have got a bit more information on these spoilt ballot papers. Now, this is the idea. The people behind the scenes here think this is what might have happened. People go into the ballot box and they've got their borough election slip, and they've also got the referendum slip.
Yeah.
And they see there isn't a name on it because they didn't know it was a referendum. They thought they were voting for a personality, and they don't write anything on it. They're a bit embarrassed, so they sort of close it inside the council slip,
gotcha.
The borough slip.